Harry, please explain what's a low activation steel.
Low activation steel avoids solutes which on irradiation with neutrons will transmute into long-life radioactive isotopes. This is so that the resources needed to cope with radioactive waste can be minimized.
And what's the importance of modeling the toughness? Nuclear reactors have been around for a long time, so surely we know everything we need to know about those steels.
Well, to some extent you're right. However, we are working on steel for the fusion reactor rather than the fission reactor which you referred to. The neutron fluxes that materials have to tolerate are expected to be much higher in fusion reactors. The consequence on toughness is therefore important.
But wouldn't it be easier just to keep an eye on the reactor and replace the components when they become embrittled?
There is another reason that when an experimental facility is built to simulate fusion conditions, the volume of material that can be tested is quite small. So we can use the same method to help design the best experiments for the limited facility that is likely to be available.
And how do you go about doing that?
Using a neural network in a Bayesian framework, it is possible to identify domains of fusion conditions where the theory is particularly uncertain. And it's in those domains where experiments should be done. This is a non-linear problem, so it isn't easy to identify optimum regions for experimental work.
And when will the experiments that you're proposing take place?
I'm afraid not for a very long time. Estimates for building an operational facility range from 10 to 20 years.
It's nice to see such long-term research, and we really hope this fusion is available in the future.